Hi guys, and happy Thursday. Welcome to TAM Talks on Thursday. How's everybody doing? I'm so excited about our time together. And as you know, we are just calling this honest conversation and some prayer. And that's really what we all want right now during this COVID-19 season. We all just want to talk. We want to discuss. We want to think. We want to be wise, but we really need to pray. So we're going to talk a little bit about some things today that might be just a little different for you, some topics that maybe you're not familiar with. So as you guys are getting on right now, just give me a thumbs up, and I'd love to hear from you as you guys are jumping on right now. We're going to talk about today, will your faith be challenged? And the truth is our faith is going to be challenged. Our belief system is going to be challenged. Our convictions are going to be challenged. We're living in a day that we're seeing this like we've never seen it before. And so I want to talk to you about that today. Hi, as you guys are getting on. So good to see you guys. Hi, Sherry's getting on. Rachel's getting on. So guys, we're going to talk today about the challenges that we're seeing right now. We are about in week 6 right now of the quarantine, of the lockdown. And we're feeling that both emotionally, some of us are feeling it spiritually. So 6 weeks has been a long time. Hi, Cynthia, as you're getting on. So we're going to talk about that. But I want to start with reminding you guys, as you guys are getting on right now, we're going to have a great time together today. But I want to remind you, I hope that you've picked up your mask, Be the Girl. You can get that on my website, TammyHotsonPiller.com. So many of you guys are sending me pictures of you with your mask. Thanks for the hearts. Remember we said when we throw out those hearts, we are in agreement. We're saying amen, girlfriend, yes and yes. So make sure that you get your mask. For those of you who are watching, you guys that are watching it, hey, you can flip it over and you can just have the black mask on this side and you can pray for the girl on the other side, right? So we want to encourage you guys to pick up your mask. And if you do me a favor, would you guys take a picture? So many of you have done this. I'm so excited. While you're out shopping or you're at the park or, well, wait, you can't go to the park. I forgot. Wherever you are, put your mask on, send us a picture. And then with one little sentence, be the girl that. Be the girl that believes. Be the girl that doesn't shake under adversity. Be the girl, whatever that is for you. Give us that statement, and we want to put you on our site, hashtag be the girl. And then if you guys will give me your email addresses right now, if we don't already have you, we're going to actually do a drawing. Rachel and I will do that this afternoon. And we're going to actually give away a free mask when we come back together on Tuesday. I'll announce who that is. We'll put that in the mail to you. Every week we'll be giving out a new item, either a mask or one of our mugs. I love these. So many great things we want to be doing. Make sure you give us your email address right there. So hi, Diane. Hi, Helen. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Sue. Hi, Emmy. Hi, Rachel. Hi. All you guys are on. Okay, guys, let's do some honest talk. I've called today's talk, Your Faith Will Be Challenged. And you guys, I want to start off with just some things that we're talking about, both in the media and what we're hearing. And then we're going to get into a biblical example, and then we're going to go into some prayer. So let me ask you guys that are watching right now, how many of you know your First Amendment rights? Give me some hearts. If you could right now tell me your 5 First Amendment rights. So there's one First Amendment right with 5 categories. Freedom of. So let's go through these. They're, first of all, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and freedom to petition the government. That is your First Amendment right. We need to know those. We need to know what they are. We need to have conviction about them. We need to know when to speak up and what to say. So because we are studying and talking about our First Amendment right now, I want to go over a couple of things with you. Number one, just a few weeks ago, our governor here in California barred a church from having a drive-in service. They were not asking to come in. They were not asking to open their doors. They just wanted to have a drive-in service. And so they were barred from doing that, with which they filed a lawsuit against the state. And ironically, 2 days before it went to court, which would have been, I believe, yesterday, the governor retracted that lawsuit and said, well, I guess since it's similar to live stream, we'll call it live stream, because you see, he couldn't take any action. He couldn't take recourse. And so this church used their First Amendment right to file a lawsuit against the state to say, we want to at least have a drive-in church. You've got to know your rights, because the state violated that. It's a state violation of the Constitution. I think this is really interesting. I don't know how many of you ever listened to Fox News and actually the 2020 Trump Advisory Committee. I love her, Harmay Dillon. She said this, religion is not secondary to commerce. Religion is not secondary to commerce. And we've said over and over, why is it that pot shops are open, liquor stores are open, abortion clinics are open, Walmart's open, Target's open, but churches can't be open. So we basically become a second-rate society in our religious beliefs wanting to assemble. It's interesting, I don't know if you guys have been following this. So drones and phones right now. So drones can actually, at 190 feet above you, detect your heart rate and your temperature. Your heart rate and your temperature. Phones can also do that. So this is really, the government is not allowed to download your information. And what they're doing with these drones, they're checking your heart rate and they're checking your temperature. And that's a violation of our medical rights. That goes against our right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read it. The government cannot download medical information about you without your knowledge and consent. This violates the privacy laws. So literally on beaches or locations, we had one fly over our house the other day, and they are literally now with drones and phones monitoring their surveillance on who's out and who can be out and who can't be out. You guys might remember in 2001 after 9/11, the Patriot Act. And of course, a lot of us didn't like it. We felt it was an invasion of our privacy. We were trying to find terrorists. I understand that, but let me just read a little bit to you. I think it's interesting. It violates the Fourth Amendment, which says the government cannot conduct a search without obtaining a warrant and showing probable cause to believe that the person has committed or will commit a crime. Well, why is that any different than drones flying over my head, taking my temperature and my heart rate to see if I can or should be out? It's a violation of privacy. You see, governors don't write the law. They don't have the right to write the law. They obey the law and they follow the law. But what's happened in some of our states, we're finding governors who are trying to rewrite the law. They're trying to make decisions that they don't have the authority to make. You see, God and religion have always been at the core of man's heart. Let me tell you what, every war, every revolt, every revival starts around a revolution. And that's exactly what we're feeling right now. Our world is shifting. I was thinking this morning, we're entering into week 6. And if you know anything, if you've ever studied about how to change a habit, it takes 6 weeks to change a habit. And I know this because I coach people and I tell them, if you can go 6 weeks with something a certain way, you will change a habit. Well, we are 6 weeks into this and I'm telling you, we've changed some habits. There've been some good that's come out of this quarantine. I'm gonna be honest with you. People are walking, people are talking, families are communicating. There has been some good, there's some adjustments, some good adjustments, there's some new normals. But we are 6 weeks into this and it's changed. Our governor in California said, we will go out with masks, we will wear gloves. He talked about how we're going to downsize restaurants and churches and mass gatherings. There'll be a new floor plan for to separate. And so we're thinking that way. We've been thinking about it now for 6 weeks, so we're starting to think, well, that's just our new normal. But it's been regulated by really, I believe, things that haven't been scientifically proven. And that's what we have to ask ourselves. I want to talk to you about a passage. And you guys, listen to it so good. I love the Word of God. And when you're going through a crisis or a trial or a new normal, the Word of God just popped out in a new way. And so many of us know the passage in Daniel. You know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? These three Jewish boys that were under a new law. The king Nebuchadnezzar called everyone. Everyone must bow to his God. There was a new God in town. And so he created this golden image. And he said that when you hear the music, everyone must bow. So this was a new law. We're seeing some new laws brought into our society. And so everyone what must bow, must bend, we must adhere to this new law. So you can see the parallels happening. So Nebuchadnezzar says, you bend, you bow, or you burn. That's exactly what's going to happen. And so there were the spies in the land. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? I don't know about you guys, but I think that there's social screening out there. There's people monitoring me. Matter of fact, I just put a post on my Facebook page just a couple hours ago. I thought it was so good, and so I shared it. And I went to look at it just now, and it's been removed because the gal who was sharing that, apparently Facebook didn't like what she was sharing. It was actually a little parody on, you can do this, but you can't do this. You should do this, but you shouldn't do this. So this little parody, and it was so good, had thousands and thousands of views, but someone was monitoring, which I think goes against the freedom of speech that we have, right? The freedom of press that we have. And yet someone took that down because they didn't like it. And so we're under new laws. People are watching. They're scrutinizing everything we say. Believe me, there is a story behind the story. There is a big brother behind the curtain. I'm sorry, that's true. And so we have to begin to know. I was just sharing with my assistant Rachel that I have a new passion, you guys. I'm gonna be honest with you. My passion has always been more faith-based. Hey, let's just love everybody. I love the Word of God. Let me teach about the Holy Spirit. Let me coach you. Let me be your champion. Let me be your cheerleader. I'm just a positive person. But I realize that I have been uneducated. I have been unversed. I was not wise. And we're going to look through this passage and we're going to see that God looks for his children to be wise. He wants to give us his wisdom to know how to discern the times. And you guys, we have to be smart. We have to look at news media. We've got to read this. And then we've got to also read the Word of God, and we have to know both. That's why I want you to look at this story in Daniel 3 and know exactly what was going on. So the Bible says, when Nebuchadnezzar passed a law that everyone in Babylon had to bow to the golden statue, three men refused, knowing that to do so would violate their conviction of Yahweh God, the new law. It said every, let me go on to this. And then there's always the accusers. Let me say this. Therefore, at that same time, certain Chaldeans, now let me tell you who those were. They were kind of mystical. They were under the watch of Nebuchadnezzar. So they were soothsayers. They were astrologers. They were magicians. And so there was kind of like these false gods that were going around, and they were giving King Nebuchadnezzar insight and wisdom according to their gods. And they were watching. They were watching closely, these three Jewish boys, and they wanted to trap them. Remember, we just talked last week about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians, these religious people, were always looking to trap Jesus. Well, these Chaldeans were looking to trap these three Jewish boys. And listen, people are out there trying to get you. When I post things on social media and I talk about my faith or my God or the goodness of my God, I am being watched and I am being scrutinized. We're living in a new day. People are watching us. And so they bring this word to the king and they say, Nebuchadnezzar, there's these three Jewish boys and they will not bow. They will not bend when the music and the alarm goes. They won't bow to the golden statue. And Nebuchadnezzar gets very angry and he says, bring them to me. And he challenges them. And I'm telling you, if you look at the scripture, the stories are so similar to where we are today. And so they were challenged in their faith, and we're going to be challenged in our faith. We as Christians are not second-rate citizens. We have rights to be able to meet and to assemble. Now, listen, let me just put this on pause. I believe right now we need to be smart and we don't need to be assembling. We need to wait until we flatten the curve. And as I said on Tuesday, you know, our president has laid out the 14-day phase one, 14-day phase two, 14-day phase three. So I want to follow that. I'm wearing a mask and I'm being smart. But it seems to me that our governor is looking to expand that, to extend that, to regulate the church. That's all I'm trying to say. Listen, just be smart. I can't give you the answers for you. I'm not your conviction. I'm not, I can't give that to you, but I can just tell you to listen and to learn and to research and to pray and to be smart. So that's exactly what happened. So the king says to them, bow, bend, or burn. And they would not bow, it says. They would not bow. The king challenged them. He ridiculed them. And that's what I think is we're finding here. So here's the cool part. He says, okay, look, bind them up and throw them in the fire. So they are bound, which I feel we're bound in a lot of ways right now. Our Christian freedoms and religions are being bound, and throw them in the fire. And here's the crazy part of the story. It said that the very men that threw them into the fire themselves were engulfed with flames. That Nebuchadnezzar was so mad at their refusal that he said, turn up the fire seven times the heat. He wanted to bring so much pain and so much torture, and he wanted to make a public display of those who went against his decree. And in a lot of ways, I think the church is being made a public display. There's out there those who are trying to look to the church and trap the church. And you have to ask yourself, is that where I am? And so they throw him in the fire. All the men that threw him in, it said they were engulfed with flames. And so then a little bit later, the king comes along. And he looks down. Nebuchadnezzar looks down and he said, wait a minute. How many men did we throw in the fire? And didn't we bind them? And they said, oh, yes, king, there were three men thrown in the fire, and we bound them, as you said. And he said, wait a minute. I'm looking now into the fire, and I see four men, and one appears to be like the Son of God, and they are loosed. They are loosed. Do you know that when you feel bound up and you feel like you're going through the fire, God is going to set you free? God is, amen. Come on, the hearts are coming. The hearts are coming. I love it. With every test comes a testimony. Do you remember the story of Lazarus after he died? And they bound him up. They bound him up and they buried him. And then when Jesus came after he was dead and he looked at the sisters and he went to the tomb, and I love it, I'm going to give you the verse. It says right here in John 11:44, Lazarus was bound up and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. I believe Jesus wants us to say, loose him and let him go. We need to be free as Christians to speak up. We need to be strong. We were bound by fear and intimidation and laws and lies. And it's time for the church to wake up and be strong, to be kind, and to say it with kind words, but to be strong. The flame will not hurt you. Listen, the furnace was exceedingly hot. The flames of the fire killed the men that they threw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Listen, verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the fiery furnace, yet they were not burned. Isaiah 43:2, I love this. Listen, it says, when you pass through the waters, you will not be burned. I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walked through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. I love that verse. And look what it says in verse 25 of Daniel 3. The king says, look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. There is another in the form of the God, the Son of God. I love Psalm 138. And you guys write these verses down. I can read them to you. And, you know, when I'm walking and when I'm studying and when I'm taking scripture and I'm finding parallel scriptures, it encourages me because I'm going to walk through some fires. I'm going to be tested, but I'm telling you, when I study the Word of God and memorize the Word of God and know the Word of God, it is the source of my strength. Psalm 138:7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. I'm only telling you this, guys, because, hey, the fire's going to let up. We're going to probably in the next few weeks, maybe months, be able to go back out and hopefully go to restaurants and ball games and church. And so we'll get back to a kind of a normal, but there'll be more fires come. There'll be more regulations come. I mean, the world is trying to squelch the name of Jesus. It's just the way the enemy is trying to take us out. So if you learn, I've said to you before, it's like we're in a boot camp. So if you learn right now how to handle the adversity, how to stand strong in your faith and memorize these scriptures, when the next trial and temptation comes, you'll know how to handle it. Listen, Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Hey, guys, I want to talk to you about something right now. We never have the right as Christians to be mean or violent or angry. So I posted something on my page the other day, and it was actually about, I believe it was yesterday, and Ellen, and I watched Ellen, and I don't have any issues with Ellen, but she posted about our governor. And she first started off, "We love you, we love you, we love you. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves everything you do. We love you, governor. We love you, governor." And after about the 10th, "We love you," I was just like, no, I mean, I don't love everything our governor's doing. I am under the authority of our governor. And we talked about that 2 weeks ago, that we are to be subject to the governing authorities in Romans 13. Render to Caesar what is Caesar, unto God what is God. I am under the authority of my government. But I don't have to agree with everything that my governor is doing. If he's extending, there's just no reason to extend. If other states with less, affected less of the coronavirus than us are opening, I mean, it's just something doesn't make sense. Is there a plan or strategy he has behind not wanting us to open our doors? So I put up on my Facebook page, "Hey, I don't agree, Ellen. I'm sorry. I don't agree with everything you're saying. I have the First Amendment right to my freedom of speech, to my freedom of religion. I didn't say anything unkind. I didn't try to make Ellen look bad. I'm telling you right now, I don't have an issue with Ellen, but I did not agree with what she was saying." So some of you actually responded. Someone responded and they said, "Hey, I don't agree with you. I think the governor's doing a great job and I love our governor." And I, in response, said, "Hey, we all have the right to our convictions and our beliefs, and you have every right to say that." I didn't get on there and try to make him look bad. I didn't try to say, "But our governor did this," and I was not looking for a debate. I was not looking for an argument. I was looking for my freedom of speech. I was looking for my freedom of religion. And it was interesting because I did not give him a place to get angry with me. He actually, if you follow my feed, I'd love you to check it out. He said, "Hey, I want to thank you for posting this," and then gave me a smiley face. So my war is not with him. My issue is not with him. I want us to learn how can we be civil? How can we have a voice? How can we exercise our First and Fourth Amendment rights and still be the church, still be kind and still be gracious? I mean, that's my message, guys. We have to be the ones who are leading people to Christ with our testimony and our actions. And when I look at this story in Daniel 3, these three men, they were willing, because here's what they said. The king tried to threaten him. He said, "Don't you know you're going to burn?" And they said, "Our God will protect us. If he takes us out, he takes us out, and we go to a better place." And that's what I mean, guys. I want you to learn to read the scripture and to look how God gives us such wisdom. And I want you to see this part. It was so good. I love this. Listen to this verse. It's so important. We're going to pray about this today because this is our prayer time. In Daniel 1, here's what it says in verse 20. "In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better off than the musicians, the enchanters, the seersers, and the whole kingdom." You see, the king saw, listen, I love this verse. The king, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw in these three men such wisdom, such insight, and such revelation. The king said, 10 times more wisdom you have than my magicians. They can't give me the word you give me, because you give me a word from on high. Listen to me. Our prayer at the wall today is what it's been for several days, that we would have wisdom from on high. We are living in unprecedented days, uncertain days, new normal. Church, it's time for us to be smart. I said to you, I'm under the conviction, a deep conviction, that I have not followed closely politics and regulations and amendments and rights. I'm getting ready to get on a call at 2 o'clock with pastors in our area, with the Justice Commission, to say, what rights do we have as a church? What rights do we have and what do we need to do? I want to be smart, but I want to be kind. So there may come a day that I have to be stronger and my voice has to be louder. But for right now, I believe that we can actually be kind. We can actually win them over and be winsome with our testimony and our prayers. So I want to go to the wall today and I'm going to ask you, are you a Meshach? Are you a Shadrach? Are you an Abednego? Are you willing to not bend or bow, but possibly burn, because you know that your God will take you through the fire. Your God will never leave you nor forsake you. That your God's got you in a test right now in this quarantine to teach you. We've said the number 20 is a number of waiting. 2020 is waiting. We said that quarantine, the Latin word for that, is that we are to actually be in the testing time. And I'm telling you, don't waste this quarantine. You're going to be back to whatever your new normal is. And I was just listening actually to someone that posted this morning, I think I'm going to miss the quarantine. There's some good coming out of this. You have time to research and be smart and pray and read the word and fast and be strong when you come out of this. I was just given a t-shirt yesterday from Maria from her Chicmobile, and you guys check it out. And it just said strong, and it had the scripture verse on it. Be strong over COVID, that he will walk with us through the fires and we will not be burned. So I want to encourage you guys as we go to this wall right now, and then we're going to look at some of the things you guys are posting right now. I want to ask you to pray with me that you would be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you would not bow to the laws of this world, but you would believe that your God's going to take you through the fire, because with that, God's going to give you tenfold the wisdom. Just call that out and prophesy that over you. Tenfold the wisdom. He's going to let you see things. Answer. You're going to say, wow, where'd that come from? That was smart. Oh, wait, I want to react this way. Nope, don't react that way. React this way. I want to say that. No, don't say that. Because Holy Spirit will start to give you wisdom in ways you've never had it before. So let's begin to pray that over your life, your family's life, our country's life, our president's life. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we're at this wall. And we've just tried to have some honest conversation. God, whether it's drones or phones, whether it's our governor or our president, God, we just want to pray that you would give us wisdom to know how to act and react, that we would be the church unified, that we would be the church solidified, that we would be so strong that we would come together like a mighty army. And God, we would not succumb to the cares of this world, the fears of this world. In Jesus' name, you want to do a work. God, I mentioned in every war and every revolt and every revival, there is something you're doing. God, you're doing a new work, and we're praying that right now over our nation and over our country. We believe that you are bringing together the pieces of revival. I find it interesting that more people are watching on live stream churches than ever went into the doors. It's interesting what the enemy tried to cause for harm. God, you're causing for good, and people are searching you out, and they're listening to worship music, and they're listening to churches, and they're on our platforms watching all the things that we're doing here at Influence Church. And they're dialoguing and they're talking, and Christians are beginning to speak up and speak out like they haven't. God, would you give us wisdom tenfold like you gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You gave them tenfold wisdom, the kingdom said. God, let our king, let those who are watching us, our governor and our president, say these Christians have wisdom that's tenfold what the average person has. God, that wisdom comes from you. You tell us in Proverbs that if we ask for wisdom, you will give it to all men freely. So we ask for wisdom in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing. We praise you for what you're doing. You've gotten our attention. We are grateful for how you're stirring us and you're shaping us. God, this whole thing is stirring your church, waking up your church, waking up your bride, waking up your children like never before. God, we thank you for our services. We pray for Pastor Phil on Sundays. He brings a powerful word. He's going to be talking about end time events and things that many of us are questioning. Is this this vaccine, is that the mark of the beast? What's going on? Lots of questions. We're going to talk about that on Sunday. So give Pastor Phil wisdom beyond his capability to articulate truth in Jesus' name. Thank you for our church. Thank you for Women of Influence. Thank you for revival. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, we've had some honest conversation, but I want to take a moment. Hi, Michelle's got her email address in. Get your email addresses in there, guys. We're going to draw for a free mask. So good. I love you, Cheryl. Hello, and Emmy. So good. I know, Emmy, you've shared this as on watch parties. Hey guys, share this with people. Invite them to the TAM Talks. I think it's just honest conversation. I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I'm trying to tell you to think. I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I'm telling you to think. Get smart, research, pray, and know what you believe. It's so, so important. Hello, Robin. Robin, it's good to see you. So good to see you. Jillian is on. Hi. Sandy is on. Irene is on. Hi, guys. Leanne, love the fire. So good. Wow, guys, this is so, so good. So good to see you, so many of you. So guys, if you would just pass this, share it along. And again, anybody, if you will send us anybody's email address, we will put them in the jar. We're going to actually draw that this afternoon, and we'll send that mask out, that Be the Girl mask, to you. So we want to get all those email addresses, and we want to ask you to have those watch parties. I believe this is good conversation, and we need to talk. So anything you guys have, I'd love to hear from you. You can put it in the chat. You can send me an email at Tammy@TammyHotsonPillar.com, and you can check that out really easy. Send me what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I'd love to research some of your thoughts. Let's have some honest conversations here. Emmy, expressing your opinion is dangerous these days. You're right. You're right, because we are being screened, and some of our posts are being taken down for that. Diane says, yes, be your testimony with actions and reactions. That's right. People are watching us. It's so good, so good. Anybody else, just any other thoughts? So many of you guys, I'm just scrolling through these now. So guys, it's important. And as you guys chat, have conversations with each other. I'm loving just scrolling and scrolling. And shout out to one another. Good word, Emmy. Hey, that's right. Hey, Michelle, that's really good. I like that. See, this is having honest conversations. And we can be the church like we've never been the church before, strong and united. I love you guys so much. I look forward to being with you on Tuesday. I've got a pretty hot topic to share with you on Tuesday I'm excited about. So I'll see you at noon on my Facebook business page live. But if not, then we'll see you before that on Sunday. Make sure you check us out, any of our services here at Influence Church. Invite people to come. Pastor Phil, I believe, is a strong prophetic voice. And invite friends and followers to join us at Influence Church on Sunday. I love you guys so much. Doreen, I hate to say goodbye to all you guys. I love you. Cheryl, Helen, all of you. Marianne Noble, hello, my friend. I somehow missed this, but we'll go back. Okay, check it out. It'll stay live for a while. Love you guys. Have a great day. I'll see you on Tuesday at noon. God bless. Have a great weekend.